Even watch the 1970 Brazil team, genuinely regarded as the greatest football team ever set here. Watch the final against Italy. Watch the speed at which the Italian players are not running around. They've been let play. It's a different game now.
Yeah, but even so, if I see Chelsea, Man United in the week, or Man United
running
today,
into each other, a load of track and field athletes running into each other.
Yeah.
Man United's team would look brilliant if they were playing against a Park team now.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to do that anymore.
Well, you say that, and then the foreign Derby being any good. You're talking about Derby being any good, Leicester being any good. These teams, the Chelsea's, the Man United's, are not that much better than the Leicester's, the Coventry's,
yes,
the Southampton's.
They have improved. The rubbish teams have improved, Danny.
But how good then are Southampton and Derby and Leicester? Because in the Cup, they can't even beat Bristol Rovers. Now, they can't have come on.
Of course they have.
Oh, I think this is a specious argument. They've not come on.
You've got
to have a better team. It can't be just a much of a machinist.
Just check this. This is the simple fact of Arsenal's team that won the title last year. In the last 10 years, the thing that's happened in English football is that you don't need to have a creative midfield to win a championship anymore.
Right.
What you need to have is two big hunk destroyers. Or they can be little hunk destroyers like Sherwood and Backing when they won it for Blackburn.
Yeah.
And you've got to have tough midfield. United have done the trick first with Ince and Keane, then Keane and Butt. They keep on doing it. Have two destroyers, build the team defensively. That's how it works. The foreign players came in, Pate and Vieira, 6'2", fantastic athletes. And what they did was they...
But you say fantastic, what is the proof they're fantastic athletes?
They can run up and down that stupid pitch until they're blue in the face.
Well, they're going to be an athlete, they're on a track and field, but football, surely, the end result should be they score loads of goals and win games.
Football should be only handicapped people should be allowed to play it, frankly, because then you wouldn't get this congestion that's causing what you don't like, which is that the game is like a pinball now.
Well, they say it's a pinball, but if you can see it like that, but you must see that, all right, if Birmingham play Derby now, you're not seeing, you know, two genius Leviathans playing some intellectual...
But you never did.
No, but you would have, you had a bit of cut and thrust, mistakes and all, if you like. But now, I cannot see the evidence that these are evolved athletes. If I watch a race, and somebody's 6 feet in front of somebody, I think, yeah, he's good. But I watch it, and everyone comes out the ground and thinks, I think we're being sold the pup. And I think the whole science thing is being sold the pup. Unless you can see it and say, there's the improvement. They're magnificent. Arsenal beat everyone. And it can't because Coventry are so much better now.
Arsenal were pretty good the last 3 months of last season, weren't they?
Yeah.
In comparison to everybody else.
Yeah, but that's for all the money in it. And 3 months is not good enough.
David Jock from Leeds has written, can you please play Whispering Grass for my wife?
Well, I could have done. Do you know, of course I bought it the other day with old Lofty.
Yeah.
And there was a record. There was a record.
Anyway, once a year, I like to pick at this scab with you, just to hear you say it again.
Do what?
I like to pick at this scab with you once a year.
I'm baffled because all obviously you just come out and I'm maybe, as I say, maybe is that I would loathe to suddenly say, but if you look what's going on the pitch, because frankly, that's bold.